Well, let's go to Wisconsin now, where Governor Tony Evers has begged residents to abide by coronavirus restrictions and warned that the state's economy is going to tank if they don't. COVID-19 has come roaring back in the state after it was tamped down in April and March, with record highs in hospitalizations and critical care. And things are expected to get worse because more people are testing positive, maybe heading to hospitals. And yesterday, Wisconsin's top health official warned that people should scrap any Thanksgiving gatherings. Too dangerous. Dr. Nasia Safdar is the medical director of infection control at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. And doctor, according to the Dartmouth University Atlas Project, which tracks new cases per capita, four of the top 10 COVID-19 hotspots are in your state: Neenah, Appleton, Green Bay, and Wausau.
We're in pretty dire straits, I would say, as a state. This is the first time that Wisconsin has really had to grapple with the pandemic in its full intensity. And I think it just shows you how quickly and how rampant it can get, and us feeling rather, helpless in the face of it all.
Well, just quickly, what happened? Because we're reading that there were outbreaks in September when students, came back to the University of Wisconsin system. But students are now being credited by health officials with tamping that down. They put on masks. They're social distancing. So is this surge now stemming from that, or is something else going on? What's going on?
I think it's hard to pinpoint it to one inciting event. And I think most other states have also seen that there isn't typically one event. The virus has been circulating somewhat silently within the population, and eventually it reaches a tipping point, and then it becomes very apparent that things are not going in the right direction. The way that it was tamped down in the student population, I think, is exactly what you would like to see, that yes, you have a little bit of a surge, but then after that, you're able to get it under control. I think the concern now with Wisconsin is that not only are we going in the wrong direction, we also don't seem to have any kind of great mitigation measures that would really tamp this down, because it's become so widespread.
Well, it's also become a political football. Last week, a judge in your state temporarily put a hold on your governor's order limiting capacity at bars and restaurants to 25%. Many states just closed everything, but he just wanted to limit it until at least November 6th. So that was thwarted. But then this week, a Wisconsin judge reinstated the order. So it's a little late, but you can now limit people in bars. But the state Supreme Court struck down Evers' initial stay-at-home order earlier this year, and Republicans there are challenging the statewide mask mandate, and you have President Trump holding a rally in Janesville on Saturday, saying we're rounding the corner and mocking masks and too much talk about COVID-19. I mean, how much is the effort to stop this there thwarted by politics?
I think we don't have to imagine this. We've seen it. We've seen it with other infectious conditions, that anytime an epidemic of any kind is led by science, it has a better chance of being successfully contained than the times when it is not. Public health measures are not something that there's a great deal of debate about at this point, this far into the pandemic. And I think not only does it take a lot of energy then to continue fighting the things that you must do, but also it's an opportunity cost. Every moment that you spend arguing about what you should be doing, you're not spending that time actually enforcing and implementing it.
Well, meantime, I know you built a field hospital there. Has it been used yet? And this is for beds when hospitals run out of beds.
It's been activated. I think it's open for admissions at this point. Our health system is not yet at the point where we have needed to have patients be transferred there. But it is a very welcome option, because they may welcome a time when we will need to use it in its full capacity.
Yeah, it's just outside Milwaukee. Meantime, what is it? Can you describe? We haven't heard in a while since the huge outbreaks in New York and maybe Florida. I feel we're not really hearing what's going on in hospitals.
I think in general, there's a fair amount of stress and fatigue. People have been dealing with this now for many months. And, in one respect, this is a really bad time for this to have happened in Wisconsin, because we know that flu season is around the corner and people are quite burnt out and stressed, I think, everywhere in the state and in other states where they've had COVID. Having said that, I mean, healthcare workers have enormous reserves of resilience, but it would be nice if the trajectory in Wisconsin could be suppressed.
Yeah, it would be nice. Dr. Nasia Safdar, Medical Director of Infection Control at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. as that state sees a huge surge in COVID-19. Doctor, best of luck to you there.
Thank you.